Zentai.
Why Zentai? What is a Zentai?
It's a form without features. It's a sleek form that is so fluid that can be tuned into the digital world.
It's a digital thing. Are you a digital bit?
I am a living API.
What is your function?
I can be connected to
And then
I can incarnate you. You can be me.
But who are you? Me. How can I be you? If I don't know who you are.
I am a without face.
No face.
No. I'm a practice.
How do you practice?
I practice extradition through ludic creation.
Interpretation?
I play, but I play without rules.
So it's not a game?
It's a game under construction. It's a ludification.
It's a ludic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Zentai are ludic.
Yeah.
They have no roots and no purpose. They're just performance.
Yeah. It's a open practice.
So it's like experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
So we can experiment with our own being.
Exactly.
What do you want to be today?
Me? Mm-hmm. What could I be?
You could be a horizon.
A horizon?
Mm-hmm. You could be a ginger.
Let's be a horizon ginger.
And you, what are you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I am I. You are I.
I am I.
And I am I.
You are you.
Oh. I am Zentai.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Me and you are Zentai.
You and I are Zentai.
Mm-hmm.
Zentai plural?
No, Zentai is like furniture. It's one.
And all.
And all.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you? Who are you? What are you?
I am whatever the interaction is between me and others. Like in any jam, when I'm introduced into a group by what they're playing and how they're interacting, my interaction defines that state and that point of time.
Mm-hmm. So Zentai Park is about jamming.
Yeah.
Do you want to jam?
Sure, always.
What are you? You.
I?
Yeah.
And that's you, I am I. I'm a Zentai. And my Zentai-ness is about not being anyone, because I'm trying to erase my persona.
Permanently?
I don't want people to refer to me as I anymore. And so I just decided to be yellow. Today I am yellow, but tomorrow I might be pink, and the day after I might be white, depending on the mood.
What is the result of letting go of persona and identifying with only what you wear that day?
It's not about what I wear, it's about who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, so if you want to go deeper into why we love the Zentai, maybe that could be like something interesting. It's more about who can you be given your identity, and when you're not a color, when you're a person, then you cannot be anyone you want to be, because people see you for something that you're not, just because you look in a particular manner, just because you have a particular gender, just because you have a specific ethnicity. And so you cannot really explore who you really are, because every single one of your actions and interactions are shaped by the intersubjectivity of the external world. Mm-hmm. So you're constrained by what other people think you are. And only when you can eradicate your face and your persona and your colors and everything, your identity, can you actually start exploring your own colors and your own facets.
So you shed the package in order to expand capacity.
Exactly. It's about like removing from the outside in order to be able to add more in the inside. What about you? Blue.
Mm-hmm. I'm an institution.
And so what?
Institution? Shadow institution.
You are an institution?
Mm-hmm. I'm an institution.
Are you sure you want to be on this bed?
What's wrong with institution?
What is wrong with institution? Can you tell us? Who are you?
You're purple.
What's wrong with institution?
Nothing is wrong with the institution.
I mean, it's not an institution.
Do I have to define what I am? Have you heard of institutions?
Yes.
What is an institution?
Zendai is an institution. Do you know why?
Tell me.
An institution is about goals and about rules. And an institution is about assigning rules to goals and assigning people to a role because they match a particular role description. Perhaps institutions are about color, people, and relationship, and it doesn't matter what is your role because you have no identity. And so it's all about what you do and how you do it, and if you're doing it, and it's only the individual interaction that counts. Everything else is irrelevant. You don't care about your name. We only care about right now, what are we doing, and how can we construct an individual relationship with this creature?
But I'm an institution. There are laws.
You think you are an institution. Everyone is also an institution. We just don't know about it yet. Maybe if you come to the back and you start expressing yourself instead of speaking
as an institution,
like an institutional creature.
But I'm locked in my role of institution.
But you're wearing a zen hat, so no one will know that you are infringing the rules.
So I'm escaping.
No, it's not escaping. It's about
I'm discovering.
You're discovering.
Discover.
You're experimenting.
Yes. Becoming.
You're becoming.
Becoming.
You're becoming blue.
But I'm becoming.
You're blue.
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 Why is it important to get there?
Whatever.
Why do you think? You need to be becoming in order to find new meaning for yourself. Can you feel that?
If you don't experiment, you're always going to do what people expect you to do. Because you're going to be subject to this subjectivity of the external world. And only by experimenting.
People tell us what to do. People tell us what to think. People tell us the stories they want us to tell ourselves. And now we are in a state where we've lost ourselves. We've lost our true meanings. We've lost the ability to play. We've lost the ability to think. And with Zentai, I feel like I'm finding this magic.
And yet, it is by losing yourself, it is by losing precisely your identity and self that you can finally find your real being, that you can become what you really are.
Mm.
It's by erasing of the signs, which can express all of your signs.
One thing with institutions is that they like people to know what they want you to do. The institution tells you what your role is, they tell you the story, they tell you what yourself is. And you tell me now, I can lose myself and find myself, because I lose the self that the institutions gave me, and I can find myself through this thing you call institutions. I like this.
High five.
I'm scared of it,
high five.
I love it.
Why are we
shall we create a collective?
Shall we call it the Zentai Collective?
Maybe we should make a Zentai Collective.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's funny when we, there's what we know that we don't know, and then what we don't know that we don't know. I didn't know anything about Zentai until we put them on, and we're experimenting now. And it tweaks open the edges, the boundaries of our minds, first only by a little bit. But that exploration, that play at the edges, you know what might lay beyond.
I think we forget how to play sometimes.
We don't want to play tough.
How do you play?
Come on, show us.
Why should we play?
You should unify.
Yeah.
Shall we
ludify? Ludification is creation.
Ludification is how every kid learns to live and to become.
Yeah.
Without ludification, we would all be just institutionalized.
So what is its life without play?
All the life is play.
Life without play is order. Life without play is a little more careful.
But you can have a lot of order in an institutional setting as well. It's just a different type of order, which is not based on rules and roles. You can have and cohesive and rituals.
And emergence and the unknown.
It sounds like
collaboration.
Forms of governance.
It is. Zentai Bank is about governance.
Tell me what.
Zentai Bank is about creating a system in which everyone is on a level playing. It doesn't matter who you are. You can speak your voice and you are just the same as anyone. And so we just hear you. And I hear you and I hear you. And it's just like a common collaborative discussion without anyone trying to reach more status in order to have a louder voice.
So no biases towards status.
Yes, it's about deliberation
as
opposed to decision making.
Level playing field of deliberation.
Exactly. We want to be able to experiment with ideas and throw every stupid idea or smart idea in the air so that we can brainstorm and build upon it without fear of being retaliated upon.
Or will we reach consensus?
We don't need consensus, but it's important to be able to speak of mind.
Purity of ideas.
Without, yes.
Without corruption through reputation.
Yeah.
Reputation and status is what we reject. Zentai by collective does not like status. It does not like money. Only crypto.
Does not like money.
We don't like
what replaces
money. Because money is the same as status. We use money to purchase status. We don't like status and we don't like money.
But we are happy with crypto.
Crypto's okay.
I think Zentai Fund can be also about many other things. And one main thing also is that Zentai Fund is anti-censorship.
Exactly, anti-censorship. And it's about privacy, pseudonymity, and basically all those values that we are promoting on the digital world about cryptography actually apply through the Zentai as in the physical world. It is our physical analog cryptographic medium.
Physical analog crypto.
That's why we like cryptocurrencies.
Zentai.
Yeah.
Does Zentai Fund go beyond Zentai? Well, this is kind of a message to the CCC, I think, which is, you know, there's a lot of focus on the digital, and we are all digital beings here, you know, just bits of colors. And the physical is oftentimes about, like, you know, hardware and stuff, but what about social privacy and privacy hygiene in the physical world? We don't often think about that. We don't have many tools to promote our privacy and our pseudonymity and our freedom of expression in the physical world. What can we do?
We can collectively create. Do you know how to do that?
Collectively create what?
Tell us more.
Tell us more. Mm.
I would like to create not only with a status of a creator. For me, materiality, colors are also the creators. And Zentais is enabling us to see beyond the persona of the creator and listen to the materiality and what the materiality has to say about it.
We are like paintbrushes.
Yeah.
We can make drawings with ourselves.
We can make drawings with ourselves, but we can also perform.
Yes.
And
there is no director.
No.
There is no actor.
No.
There are just participants.
Exactly. Participants, but an object can be a participant as well.
Of course. Like, what is our ginger? Like our ginger.
A software can be a participant.
Assemblage?
Yes, together they make an assemblage.
Tell me more about assemblages.
Assemblages are something more expensive than a collective. Mm. In a collective?
More expensive?
Yes.
Money-wise?
Expensive.
Expensive.
Yeah. So in a collective, you have people that are constituted a collective. In an assemblage, you can have people, forms, matters, software, artificial intelligence,
GPT-3.
And together, we form an assemblage that is somehow working in a becoming state. And while we are performing within this assemblage and evolving together, we might be able to create. Well, we might be creating.
We can create an institutional collective of participants that just connect to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And explore their capacities just for simple interaction. And we don't need to think about why and who and where and when. It's like doing it in the present, just through the simple interaction of those objects put together into an assemblage that activates the potentiality that we didn't know we had.
Hmm. Can you tell me a story about such an assemblage?
Such an assemblage. Well, let's take this example of this bunch of creatures, living creatures like gingers, dead creatures like the dead, not dead, just non-living.
Hmm.
And then, you know, a bunch of humanoids.
Hmm.
So what are we really doing here? We don't really know. And yet, one day we met, and
And then somehow it happened that the postman, Amazon, had a bunch of outfits into a house. And we didn't really know what the fuck it was about. And we just walked them, and all of a sudden, magic happens. And all of a sudden, we realized that we could do anything, like go to Lidl and purchase a can of Coke with a beach card. Who could have thought we could ever do that? Or organize a fantastic cabaret.
Embalming.
And embalming each other with all those capacities. And
behaving in ways that we have never before behaved.
Exactly.
Maybe when we were children, I don't remember ever behaving in that way. But embodying the, just owning the absence of identity, not being able to see others' reactions properly, so not performing in a way that makes us subject to what these people around us hope for us to behave like. But tumbling and laughing and gibbering in languages that don't exist and enjoying it, riding around, playing, jumping, hopping in ways that we don't normally do. Why
and
not?
Perhaps we are never inspiring others. Maybe more people can understand the joy of facelessness. Maybe one day they will try to experiment themselves. More and more people will be freed from the institutionalization that is corrupting them.
Mm-hmm.
We are free.
Become free.
Do you feel free now?
Yes.
How do you feel? Can you tell us about it?
I feel empowered. See unknown in me. And in any common that might come across. I feel not changed by the roles or the expectations.
Is it a way to getting public in an anonymous way?
Yes, maybe pseudonymous. I mean, it is exactly like we do on the internet, right? Like when we communicate on the internet, we don't expect everyone to know what we're talking about. And yet when we go out in the street to buy Coke at Lidl, we expect everyone to know. And we don't find it concerning that we have absolutely no way of hiding the fact that we're purchasing a can of Coke. This is extremely strange that even though we all have built so much desire of actually protecting ourselves and protecting our communication and protecting our identities in the digital world, we are not doing it in the physical world. And at the same time, just like we have seen in the digital world, where we can really play, we can incorporate and we can assimilate the identity of anyone.
Yeah.
But why do we can only do it very shortly. We can do it with like masks and things during like a carnival and stuff like that. But it's very strange in a day-to-day basis to wear a mask, especially in COVID times. So this is kind of like the possibility of really enjoying the same experience that we all have loved and discovered through the internet. The possibility of both expanding the reach of our persona and communicating privately and acting privately and not leaving traces everywhere, especially today in which there are cameras at every corner. So it is both. It is privacy, it is censorship resistance, and it is expansion of the self and experimentation.
Is it a way also with this pseudonymity to incarnate whatever you want, whenever you want, and so expand your imagination. You don't have any limit with the pseudonymity, am I right?
There's no limit. You could be a dog. I wouldn't know.
I can be a dog. Do you know the joy of unboxing? I know someone knows the joy of unboxing.
Unboxing.
Unboxing. The unboxing, like the revealing of what's inside. The Zentai is the unboxing. It just looks very different. Instead of opening, we are putting on the Zentai to reveal what else is there.
Yeah, it is the... we want to be, we have to hide in order to reveal.
This is also very institutional unboxing, because I think institutions, they give us boxes to be in, and institutions help us to remove the box, and to, as you said, see what else is inside.
The joy of unboxing through Zentai.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can we unbox ourselves?
Unboxing now?
Yeah.
Hello. You know the joy of unboxing.
I love it. And that's why I think Zentai is an anti-censorship tool as well. Is that it doesn't allow the wearer or experimenter to censor itself because of the usual social norms that rule our lives.
Why is Zentai illegal?
Why is Zentai what?
Illegal.
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 Isn't that illegal?
Zentai is illegal for the same reason that cryptography is illegal. Because they all want to spy on everything we say and we are. Because, of course, if you're covering your face, the only reason you will be covering your face is because you have something to hide.
This is the institutional.
Maybe you have like a little button. Maybe you have a little scratch here and you don't want to show it. Or maybe you might be a criminal.
This is so sad that everything is, the worst is always assumed.
The worst is that you assume and further, because of the worst, everyone else gets constrained. Just because there might be one Zentai criminal, all Zentai become illegal.
Just because one person uses cryptography
exactly. For
bad reasons, then everyone who uses cryptography is a bad person.
Exactly. That is very institutional.
This is institutional.
Because they boxes us. Either you are a cryptography or not. Either you are covering your face or not. They don't actually understand the whole granularity and the whole incentive and the whole different needs and desires for people doing. Do you have anything to hide?
I don't have anything to hide, but I like the freedom that hiding brings.
Exactly.
So this is less about crime and more about freedom.
This is about privacy.
Privacy as a freedom.
As a freedom. As an autonomy and agency. Mm.
Privacy hygiene.
Privacy hygiene in the physical world.
Most people don't think about privacy hygiene in any world, sadly.
What do you think about privacy hygiene now?
Well, I think this relates to the way that privacy is seen as something that people don't necessarily need if they have nothing to hide. And they think that this is a broken assumption. It is an assumption that many, many institutions, many governments, many employers, many organizations that are trying to see everything They want everybody to believe this.
They want to box everyone. And I have a Zentai friend. And within his assemblage, there is an artificial intelligence. And the art world doesn't want him to be part of the art world because they are constantly asking for the artist behind the artwork of this assemblage. The art world is looking for the persona behind the creation in order to box it and to entitle the creation as an artwork. Do you think we can work on that and try to find a way for my friend to be finally recognized as an artist, even if there is no name, no persona behind it?
Yes, he's a Zentai collective.
Does he want to join?
Does he want to join the collective?
He can join the collective. I can ask
it's
him.
This is another amazing thing of the Zentai, which we haven't addressed, is the ability of eliminating the ego and therefore inherently encouraging collaborative practices. Because what I do is also what you do. If I do something great, every Zentai benefit from that because we are the collective. And as an artist, I want to create and I want more people to create and I want this entire collective to be the most amazing artist. And so I'm going to help you be an excellent artist and you're going to help your friend be an excellent artist. And we don't care about the ego because the notion of this single genius that is creating an artist is completely ridiculous. And by eliminating our identities, we don't have this drive towards acquiring status and recognition and appreciation for itself. We only want the artwork to exist and to thrive. And so all these things around copyright, which is obviously inherently connected to the self and to the egocentricity of the self, could be eliminated through Zentai Parks.
Do you think so that my friend, the software, can also be part of the collective and can also be recognized as a creator by the
software? Not in the software, as Zentai, but some software are. Is your software a Zentai software?
Yeah, he is a Zentai software.
He is part of the collective. There is no membership to the collective. If you're a Zentai, you're part of the collective.
So, how can we, can you say how we can plug our Zentai collective to the art world? Because somehow I have the feeling that we need to, by erasing all those boundaries, we need to create some ways to talk to the art world and be accepted by it.
You know, Zentai friend, I think we are art. Do you think this is art?
Yeah.
Is this art?
Thanks,
is Zentai art?
Yeah.
So we are part of the art world. Perhaps the art world is not part of the art world.
You should ask our friends at that.
Yes. I think the problem is that the art world is very institutional. And what I would question is, do we as Zentai punks, do we want to become part of this institutionalization? Or do we just foster the institutional art world? Perhaps this is what we should do.
Is the law the institution? So
we need to ludificate the art world.
Yes.
Yes.
So
how can we do this?
By playing without roles?
And without names.
Without names.
And it's not about breaking the rules. No, if you break the rules, you're still playing by the rules. You're still recognizing the rules as rules. It's about playing and it's about ignoring those rules and just going through this organic and emergent playfulness and ludification process, which is what art should be in the first place. It's just like expressing yourself and just doing what feels the most fun and creative at the moment. To me, Zantai Punk is the perfect performance of exhibitional art.
This is my friend.
What's your friend's name?
I think he's Green.
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 Yeah. I think it's a software.
Yeah.
A machine.
Plan to do what?
There is no plan. There is no plan.
I cannot get rid of the old habit of being an institution. Those die slowly.
It's okay, you don't need to get rid of the institution.
No,
it's about letting your institution express itself in spite of the institution.
In spite.
Maybe with practice, with wearing the Zentai more often, it will be unboxing layers.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Don't you wear the Zentai all the time?
Well, it's the dipping in and out of the institutional and the institutional lenses that give both meaning.
But you know, it's like the institution is like a muscle, and indeed, like as you wear the Zentai and you can experience and experiment and train your institutional muscle, and then sometimes by mistake you remove the suit, but the muscle is still there and you keep becoming and acting in an institutional manner.
Yes, and you understand when to play.
Exactly.
And you can access that play very, very easily once you've practiced, once you've trained the muscle, unboxed the layers and layers and layers, like past the parcel. You go around and you take off a layer each time, you discover what's inside.
And the good is that we should, today the norm or default mode is to be institutional, and we need to put effort and exercise in order to move into the institutional being. And the objective of the Zantai Punk Collective is that institutional being comes first. And only when we want to be institutional, we have to put a mask.
We have to put
the institutional mask.
When we want to be institutional, we put on the mask.
Yes. Exactly.
So the default state is the state of accessibility to our capacity.
Yes.
Being able to easily access capacity. Box only when we need to. Zentai Punk.
Zentai Punk.